Welcome to Sports at Large. In virtually every workplace setting, you're likely to find an amalgam of thought, background, and personalities. The successful offices are the ones where those disparate ideas and ways of life are acknowledged, tolerated, and valued for the good of all. In a best-case scenario, in the office potluck, Karen's potato salad is as appreciated as much as Joe's dump cake, while Marcia's affinity for Zydeco gets as much playing time at the office party as Jalen's affection for acid rock. In that regard, the athletic locker room operates in the same way. Men and women of different ethnicities, shapes, and sizes come together for a common goal: winning. Former Ravens coach John Harbaugh, relocated to New York as the man in charge of the Giants, finds himself in the middle of a dust-up that is as predictable as it is unavoidable, given the political tenor of the times. Giants quarterback Jackson Dart had a largely successful rookie season, giving hope to fans of Big Blue that they've found a franchise cornerstone for years to come. Off the field, the 23-year-old hit all the right notes, being seen in popular spots around town, including at New York Knicks basketball games. Dart was on target to become one of the most visible Gotham sports figures since Derek Jeter led the Yankees to World Series titles in the last quarter century. That is, until 2 weeks ago, when Dart, who played his college ball first at Southern Cal and then Mississippi, introduced Donald Trump at a New York political rally. Within hours, Dart's teammate, pass rusher Abdul Carter, took to social media to question what the quarterback could be thinking in appearing with Trump. The two young Giants drew public criticism for different reasons. Dart caught grief for seeming to endorse Trump with his presence. Carter, who is 22, drew flack for attacking Dart for expressing a political opinion. Both moved quickly to heal any potential wounds, with Dart saying he's, quote, always loved this country, unquote, adding he respected the office, quote, regardless of political affiliation and regardless of political party, unquote. Meanwhile, Carter proclaimed that he and Dart were, quote, good, unquote, and are close. That Harbaugh has been dumped in the middle of this stew is interesting, given that his decision to pose with Trump in an Oval Office photo with his brother Jim last summer went over as well as raisins in Karen's potato salad. Both Dart and Carter were right in their initial instincts. Dart obviously has the American right to believe whatever he chooses, just as Carter has the American right to make his case. However, both Carter and Dart would do well to learn to read the room. Dart has to know, in a sport where more than 60% of the players are black, that lending support to Trump, who is anathema to many people of color, is problematic. And Carter should know that airing your grievances against a teammate publicly before you talk with him privately is a no-no. What the Giants clearly need is an office manager who can bridge all gaps. Maybe John Harbaugh can get Michael Scott on the phone. He's not doing anything. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com. And follow me on Blue Sky, Threads, and X at Sports at Large. Until next week, for all of us here and for producer Lisa Morgan, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.